The Waiting is the Hardest Part by Veronica Neffinger, read by Kelly Jane McGlynn. Wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. Psalm 27:14. Did you ever realize how good things nearly always take time? As children, waiting can seem like agony. We don't want to think about the hours that must slowly slip by until school lets out, until summer comes back around, or until our favorite uncle comes to visit again. As adults, our impatience is a little lessened, albeit perhaps better concealed. In our culture of immediacy, having patience is more difficult and out of reach. We are used to multitasking and packing each day with so much busyness that we seldom have time to hear our own voices. This impatience for results, for productivity is, I believe, something that we as Christians must learn to surrender. We have to learn to surrender if we are going to keep growing. Have you ever noticed that good things nearly always come about because of a process, oftentimes a long process? Conversely, it seems many bad things are those that happen in an instant. A car crash that turns your life upside down, a quick word hurled out in anger which breaks a relationship, a split-second decision to give in to peer pressure. Now, of course, not all split-second decisions lead to negative consequences, but there is a striking parallel here. As we are jumping from one thing to the next on a continual cycle of busyness, spiraling away from deep understanding and hovering on the periphery of thought, God is seeking to work against the entropy we have created, making the disparate parts of our life into something beautiful. God is very comfortable working slowly, or what appears to be slowly to us. We all want this transformation God promises us in His Word, but are we willing to wait for it? After the moment of salvation, God desires to sanctify us, to make us holy, but this takes time and daily repentance, submission, and prayer, all things that themselves require us to be in the long haul if we hope to see fruit. God does not take His sweet time making us more like Him because He enjoys seeing our impatience. He is patient in perfecting us because, for any truth to truly take hold in us, takes time. Although we are creatures who have no problem proclaiming an opinion in an instant, we also recognize that dearly held beliefs are not easily relinquished. In His infinite mercy, God takes upon Himself the process of gently wrestling our most dearly held but harmful, selfish, and just plain false beliefs from the intense grip we have on them. Our stubbornness to begin the growing process is often a reason why we do not spring forward in our Christian life in leaps and bounds. But that is okay. God knows our frame, and His patience and loving kindness never fails, even when ours does. Intersecting faith and life. Do you struggle with patience and waiting on the Lord? What is the Lord trying to teach you through it? For further reading, check out Proverbs 25:15, Romans 9:22, and Galatians 5:22. Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
God kept calling my heart. Like, I just knew He was my safe place.
I hope people don't walk away going, "Wow, you're really awesome." More than like, "Wow, Jesus is really interesting and He's really awesome."
Everybody on this planet is dealing with some sort of what if.
How does that one courageous decision affect the whole world?
A ship in harbor is safe, but that's not what ships are built for.
If you were encouraged by what you just heard, please search Trevor Talks on your favorite podcast platform or lifeaudio.com.